Psi on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Joseph Sternberg in London. He writes political economics. He also follows British politics. And there is a column in the Telegraph that summarizes, a column written very cleverly, that summarizes Where the Tories Are by Alistair Heath is the author. I come to the list and imagine trying to survive an election with this list from the Tory Telegraph. The Tories have presided over out-of-control inflation, mass public sector waste, widespread strikes, declining real wages, explosion in the national debt, far lower growth. And he adds clearly later on in the column, a complete collapse of the immigration system. Joe, the polling is never that reliable because the election is more than a year away, I believe. However, it shows Labour, which was disgraced the last time there was an election, driven from all of its ambitions, shows Labour well ahead of the Tories. I'm not asking for a prediction. I'm asking your measure of the Tories. Do they deserve this condemnation from the Tory Telegraph?
I think they probably do. I mean, the ruling Conservative Party seems to be completely adrift, both politically and policy-wise at this point. And I think that the key fact that we have to remember is that although they have cycled through such a large number of prime ministers, especially just within the past year or two, the Conservatives have been in power for about 13 years now. That is a huge amount of time in a democratic system. It's usually when the exhaustion and the rot start to set in. And I think that they are just struggling mightily to come up with any kind of new idea or to come up with any ways that they could justify their continuing in power to voters when the next election comes around. And I think that they are not helped by the fact that poor economic management seems unlikely to produce any kind of an economic growth dividend that would leave voters feeling better off or feeling better about the Conservatives by the time the next election rolls around.
If I understand it, the Tories' campaign strategy is to say they're going to be worse. Is that true, Joe? Your measure? Does Labour offer a more shaking policy than out-of-control inflation? Does Labour have an answer? Does Keir Starmer have an answer to any of these problems?
Well, I personally am not very convinced by a lot of Labour's proposed solutions, but I think that one thing that's interesting is that Labour has fixed on a better way of talking about economic issues than the Conservatives right now, because Labour has figured out that they need to talk about encouraging entrepreneurship and business and investment in Britain. Now, if you look specifically at a lot of Labour policy proposals, would those policies actually encourage that kind of investment? I think that a lot of it is pretty doubtful. But it's really telling that Labour is now the party that is talking about that and at least trying to devise a plan that will boost investment and entrepreneurship. And the reality of this kind of campaign is that especially if what the Conservatives have done for the past 13 years now seems not to be working, voters are more likely to choose a plan over no plan. So that's the big advantage that Labour has. It's not necessarily that Labour's plan is correct. It's simply that Labour's plan exists when the Conservative plan doesn't seem to.
Immigration, just a detail at the end. The Tories' manifesto pledged to cut immigration. The latest migration figures in Britain, remember, you have to cross the English Channel. This isn't walking across a border fence. Expected to hit between 650,000 and 997,000. In our final 30 seconds, does Labour have an answer to this, or is this part of the story that all of Europe is struggling with?
I think that migration is going to continue to be a vexing issue for the UK under any party, because the reality is that the economy does need foreign workers, but there isn't really a political recognition of this on the part of a lot of voters. And that puts both major parties in really what I think is an impossible position on these immigration issues.
Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal editorial page writes political economics in London. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,